February 3, 2025. Today's reading from Encounter with God. Make a difference. Opening prayer. Almighty God, you have created the universe and sustain everything it contains, yet you are mindful of me, you even love me. In your Son, you have given me what I don't deserve and shower me with mercy. Accept my thanksgiving and praise today. Read 2 Kings, chapter 11. Athaliah and Josh. When Athaliah, the mother of Ahaziah, saw that her son was dead, she proceeded to destroy the whole royal family. But Jehosheba, the daughter of King Jehoram and sister of Ahaziah, took Josh, son of Ahaziah, and stole him away from among the royal princes, who were about to be murdered. She put him and his nurse in a bedroom to hide him from Athaliah, so he was not killed. He remained hidden with his nurse at the temple of the Lord for 6 years, while Athaliah ruled the land. In the 7th year, Jehoiada sent for the commanders of units of 100, the Karites, and the guards, and had them brought to him at the temple of the Lord. He made a covenant with them and put them under oath at the temple of the Lord. Then he showed them the king's son. He commanded them, saying, "This is what you are to do, you who are in the 3 companies that are going on duty on the Sabbath, a third of you guarding the royal palace, a third at the Sur gate, and a third at the gate behind the guard, who take turns guarding the temple, and you who are in the other 2 companies that normally go off Sabbath duty are all to guard the temple for the king. Station yourselves around the king, each of you with weapon in hand. Anyone who approaches your ranks is to be put to death. Stay close to the king, wherever he goes." The commanders of units of 100 did just as Jehoiada the priest ordered. Each one took his men, those who were going on duty on the Sabbath, and those who were going off duty, and came to Jehoiada the priest. Then he gave the commanders the spears and shields that had belonged to King David and that were in the temple of the Lord. The guards, each with weapon in hand, stationed themselves around the king, near the altar and the temple, from the south side to the north side of the temple. Jehoiada brought out the king's son and put the crown on him. He presented him with a copy of the covenant and proclaimed him king. They anointed him, and the people clapped their hands and shouted, "Long live the king!" When Athaliah heard the noise made by the guards and the people, she went to the people at the temple of the Lord. She looked, and there was the king, standing by the pillar, as the custom was. The officers and the trumpeters were beside the king, and all the people of the land were rejoicing and blowing trumpets. Then Athaliah tore her robes and called out, "Treason! Treason!" Jehoiada the priest ordered the commanders of units of 100, who were in charge of the troops, "Bring her out between the ranks and put to the sword anyone who follows her." For the priest had said, "She must not be put to death in the temple of the Lord." So they seized her as she reached the place where the horses enter the palace grounds, and there she was put to death. Jehoiada then made a covenant between the Lord and the king and people that they would be the Lord's people. He also made a covenant between the king and the people. All the people of the land went to the temple of Baal and tore it down. They smashed the altars and idols to pieces and killed Mattan, the priest of Baal, in front of the altars. Then Jehoiada the priest posted guards at the temple of the Lord. He took with him the commanders of hundreds, the Karites, the guards, and all the people of the land, and together they brought the king down from the temple of the Lord and went into the palace, entering by way of the gate of the guards. The king then took his place on the royal throne. All the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was calm, because Athaliah had been slain with the sword at the palace. Josh was 7 years old when he began to reign. Reflect. You are the salt of the earth, you are the light of the world. As Jezebel is to Israel, Athaliah is to Judah. After her son Ahaziah was killed by Jehu, Athaliah, the daughter of Ahab and presumably Jezebel, attempts to annihilate David's line in Judah, in order to seize the throne. Jehosheba, Ahaziah's sister, and the priest Jehoiada, Jehosheba's husband, hide infant Josh, Jehosh, son of Ahaziah, in the temple to protect the young prince, verses 1-11. Jehoiada later crowns 7-year-old Josh as king and executes Athaliah. The lamp of David is preserved in Judah, according to God's promise. As with Jezebel, Athaliah's association with Ahab and her wickedness lead to her dreadful death. Jehu caused enormous bloodshed, whereas Jehoiada only puts Athaliah and Mutton to death. Apart from political restoration, the priest renews the covenants between the Lord, the king, and the people, verse 17. The royal intermarriage with the house of Ahab has led to the prevalent worship of Baal in Judah. Like Jehu, who purged the Baal influence in Israel, Jehoiada destroys Baal's temple, altars, and images, and kills a Baal priest, Mutton, verse 18. Unlike Jehu, however, who failed to follow the law of the Lord with all his heart and never turned away from the sins of Jeroboam, Jehoiada seeks to restore the worship of Yahweh by covenant renewal in Judah, verse 17. Jehoiada's acts of restoration are well received by the people in Judah, as shown in verse 20. All the people of the land rejoiced, and the city was calm, because Athaliah had been slain with the sword at the palace. It lays a solid foundation for Josiah's reform later on. Amid all the political turmoil, Jehoiada makes a huge difference in his nation. Apply. What things can you do to make a difference in your own community? Closing prayer. Holy Spirit, help me to hear your voice, make me sensitive to your guidance in this coming week. Show me where you would have me serve in the name of my King.